Hey, I want to welcome to the show Starfinder. He is the owner and the developer of Entropia Tracker. How are you doing today, Starfinder?
Hi, Rich. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
All right. I guess we can go ahead and start this off a little bit. If you want to just kind of just tell everybody out there listening that might not know, what actually is Entropia Tracker?
Well, Entropia Tracker is a site where we collect all the data, all the global data, whenever you do something in the universe which generates a loot over 50 pet. It's known as a global, as I'm sure all of you know, and we actually collect this data and punch it into our database, and so we can make charts of which mobs are looting good today. We can show your last globals, what you're usually hunting, and so on. So that's basically Entropia Tracker. Obviously, there's a lot of side things that we're doing. Obviously, you have the signatures you can have on forums where you can see what your current rank is. We have a ranking system on the site where we can, rank you in all of the categories, how well you're doing in hunting and crafting and mining, and you can have that as a signature on Entropia Forum.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So yeah, that's some of the things. Obviously, we're still developing things. It's basically almost still in beta, even though the site is what, 2 years old now, a year or 2 years, I can't remember. It's pretty old anyways, but we're still developing things, and I think you're gonna see some exciting things coming onto the site pretty soon, actually.
Oh, okay, great. And for out there, for anybody that has not used Entropia Tracker, the easiest way to get to it is www.entropiatracker.com. You can go in there, sign up, look around. Now, with Entropia Tracker, you were talking about being able to check on, like, the globals. And this isn't just for hunting. This actually works out for your mining, your crafting, any aspect that you can do that basically any aspect that you get peds for or loot for in the game. The only thing it doesn't track, I guess, is resellers, but you know how that is.
it's fairly hard to track those. I think we have my 2 picks and so on that actually tracks the prices of items. So we're going to leave those sites to do that, and we're just going to concentrate on on what we think is fun, namely the globals.
All right. Now, is Entropia Tracker free?
Well, yes, Entropia Tracker is free. You get whenever you sign up, you have access to virtually 95% of the site. If you want to have a better account, get more features on the site, you do need to pay. But that being said, you can actually gain access to what we call the premium membership free of charge. The way you do this is we need to get the global data from Entropia Universe. So if you're helping us getting this data, well, we're going to reward you. So if you download our tracker client and run that while you're playing Entropia Universe, your account on Entropia Tracker will be credited with credits. Depending on how many globals you log to the site, you get credits. And with those credits, we have a micropayment system on the site where you can select, I want to purchase premium membership. And if you have logged enough globals to do that, you can actually purchase premium membership free of charge.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm on the screen right now as we're talking, and I'm looking here, and it shows me right now, and this is as of the time that we're talking, there are 30 clients online. So that says there's 30 people running the client software, right?
Exactly, yes.
So 30 people are earning free credits as we speak.
Indeed they are. And you know, the reason why we actually need this many clients to deliver the globals to us is that if just one client is delivering globals to us, then there's security reasons in it. This one client could send false globals to us. So if more clients are feeding us, we know that whenever 30 clients are feeding and all 30 are reporting the same global, well, then it's pretty darn sure that this is an actual global. But another point which a lot of people actually don't know is, and I have to admit, I don't know if it still works this way, but pre-VU10, that is before VU10, some globals weren't broadcast over the entire universe. That is, if you had a global on a CND, it might not be shown in Twin Peaks, for instance. So if you had a client sitting in Twin Peaks feeding us globals, and this was the only client feeding globals, and someone globaled on CND, well, this global wouldn't get caught by the system. So that's another reason why we need as many clients, sorry, as possible, because it's not entirely sure that all globals are broadcast everywhere in the universe. So it's basically data insurance that we want this many clients.
Oh, that's great. It's so it's more or less a way to double check and triple check and so on,
exactly.
Just to help out for the accuracy.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, like I said, I'm on the screen now, and I am registered to Entropia Tracker. And myself, I am in the society. If I click the society button, I'd signed up, and I've got it listed as my society is listed here. So when I drop down, everybody that's in my society that also showed up, or put it this way, signed up on Tracker, are actually showing up here, and I can see it says hunting position for like the first one, and then there's a number here. So when I look at that, I believe that's the points or so that person has actually got on their hunting globals, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The hunting position, to be honest, I can't remember exactly how the formula for calculating the position is done, but I do believe it's the number of globals you've had this month multiplied by the value or something along those lines. So it's a number indicating how well you've been doing in the past 30 days. And obviously the lower the number is, the better you've been doing. Your number X of all people who's had a global in the last month.
Oh, okay. So basically, the number of globals, the global value, the number of members that have actually had a global, that all pertains to the score and everything, to where you're standing. Because if I look at mine in particular, my society when I just looked under the crafting list, for say, they show up as like the number 12. And that's for the last 30 days.
Oh, you're talking about the actual society, and not the individual members.
No, that I'm talking about the society. Just looking at the points on that.
Well, if the society score is actually done in a bit different way, and it's pretty easy to show. You have the number of members,
right.
And you have the number of globals. So
right.
You divide the number of globals with the number of members. And multiply that by 100, then you have the score.
Oh, okay.
That's the most fair way to do it. It's basically just saying what the average number of global per member in the society has been in the last month.
Now, multiply. Where it says number of members, like my particular one, it shows 6 members. But that's just the number of members that have actually globaled, right? Because I know that I've got like 15 or 20 members of my society that are actually signed up on Entropia Tracker.
Yeah, again, it's to show the most fair score, because if you have a society composed of, let's say, 50 members, and 25 of those are devoted crafters, and 25 of those are devoted hunters, well, then that particular society, if I counted in all members, would never be excellent in hunting or crafting, because the other half of the society would pull them down. So I'm just doing it on the members that are actually partaking in this particular profession.
Understand. That's great. So what else I'm looking at? I'm just as we're talking here, I'm just clicking around on the site. If I click on like the first one, I got it on home. That kind of gives me a little. Basically, it's got hunting, mining there. I can look at the globals actually. For that particular mob that's out there, it shows me the Hunting Hall of Fame as well. I see the mining, same thing. Key stats in mining, like right now, most globals today have been on Ironstone. Total value's been 128,000 ped. And the total globals today have been 727. So that kind of looks for the last 24 hours. So not just today, I mean, just today, but the when it says today, I believe that's the last 24 hours, right?
Yeah, it's always 24 hours and always 30 days running and so on, because otherwise it would be it's easier to do it this way. It gives a better indication of how the game is operating right now.
Right, great. And it's just like happened like right now, I guess, over compared to the previous 24 hours, mining's kicking butt right now because it's up 52% on globals as it was yesterday.
And the value is pretty decent as well.
Yes,
total
it is.
Values today, yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm seeing a lot, quite a good. I got a little help out there with that 14K Gazerite it looks like Vladimir got. So, all right, so that's a good part. And I click over on players, and I'm actually seeing the top PKers. So we're seeing, so it's tracking PKs too.
Actually, the client in preview 10 tracked PKing. I haven't made it so the new client will track PKing yet, but this is something that'll be in the next update for the client, which will probably be mid next week.
Oh, okay.
So it'll start tracking PKing again.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And then we clicked over, and like when I clicked on the hunting, I'm different features here: the hunting top list, the advanced live list, analyze loot, the Uber checker, loot size. Now, some of these features are available to everybody, but there are some that have the premium member, as we were talking.
Yeah. The find mob you have, where you can actually have a more detailed analysis of the mob, some of that is available for everyone. The top lists are available for everyone. The advanced lists, advanced live lists, analyze loot, Uber checker, and so on, they're available for premium membership, which, again, you can get for free if you help us get the data.
On your premium membership, what I was going to ask, what are the ways that they can get this? I mean, number one, we already said if they run the client, they earn the credits. They can actually pay for it by the gift credits. What are the other ways they're able to pay for it?
Well, the other ways are either by actually meeting me up in-game and handing me over how much pet they want to have transferred into credits, and the other way is to go on PayPal and actually deposit 10 US dollars, which will give you 100,000 credits on the site, which should last you about 180 days of premium membership.
Okay, great, great. All right. Are there any features that you have? I know we talked a little bit just about you're going to get with the next update, the PK and stuff. Are there any other features that you guys are working on that you are able to reveal at this point?
Well, right now the site is mostly revolving around the hunting section, but all of the things you see there, advanced life list, analyze loot, Uber checker, and so on, I'm currently passing those to the mining and crafting sections as well, so you're going to have the same options under mining and crafting as you do under hunting right now. Now, that's on the site. Client-wise, and it'll probably also be tied into the site in some way. I have to figure out how yet. But client-wise, we're going to program it so that the client will actually be able to read your team loots when you're in a team, because now we're getting all of the data from MindArk. We're getting in this nice little chat that log. So when you're out team hunting, when they introduce that again, all of your loot's going to be in the team chat.log. So we're going to be able to read that again, and I'm sure we can figure out something fun to do with that data.
Oh, great. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe even be able to have a separate analysis of single hunts versus team hunts.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you performing best? Is this under team hunting, or is this when you're hunting alone? And if it's under team hunting, well, who should be in the team when you're getting the best items and so on?
Oh, that stuff sounds great. And I know you, me and you were talking a little bit before we went on the air here. Up across the top, and we see it when we're looking there, the one tab, and I know you told me this was very, very early, might even not even be considered beta, but the events section, that's going to be able to help out numerous people that are running events, it seems.
Yeah, the events section was actually a byproduct of the Merry Mayhem event MindArk held last year. When they started this event, I thought to myself, well, we're getting all of this global data, and this event is going to last for God knows how long. I think it was a month or something like No, it was a couple of – it was 36 hours, wasn't it? Anyway, they were hunting like crazy at that time, so globals were just flying in all the time. And I was thinking, well, we got all of this global data. If someone is out shooting arena trucks, which basically global quite a lot, we should be able to give a pretty darn accurate picture of what the scoreboard should look, so people could jump onto the site, have a look at the scoreboard, see where they were, approximately where they were. So I made this event system and hard-coded in the various points for all of the mobs, and it actually turned out to be pretty accurate. So I thought, well, I basically got this system worked out in my head. Now let's implement it on the site, and that's what I've been doing since then. I don't know if you're on the events system now.
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Okay, so you have this create event thing. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I see that. What I'm looking at, and I'm thinking to myself, this is what's going through my head. Say that like I went up and I'm going to participate in on one of the land areas they're having. Say it's an Aatrox event or whatever the event might be. And for me to get credit, I've got to go on and post the screenshot of everything. If I accidentally miss a screenshot, I'm not going to get credit for it if I don't have the proper information put in there. But now with this, I can still do that, still have my screenshots. But with your information, I mean, it's going to be able to help the person tracking this to look at the, I mean, it could almost help them just build their own scoreboard. And then all they need to do is verify that it was done in their land area. It's going to make it so much easier on landowners and event organizers.
Yeah, because that's the only problem as regarding to the land area events is that we don't know where in the universe the particular global happened.
Right.
We could probably say that whenever you global, you should press P. And then we get the coordinates, and we can tie coordinates to each global. But I don't know. Then it's a matter of you actually remembering to press P, because we don't want to have the program actually sending commands to Entropy Universe, which would definitely violate the EULA.
Exactly. Now, I know myself. I have the problem that I'm global. I'll global, and I guess you want to say I get a little excited about things still, even though I've been here a few years. But I'll forget to hit the print screen button. And that's where I run the client. Yours automatically takes that picture for me.
Yep, it'll take the picture and put it in a folder with today's date. It'll name the picture whatever you killed, how much value it had, and so on. It'll be there for you to enjoy, and it's obviously free of charge.
Right. So what I'm kind of thinking too, if anybody's participating in the event, as long as they keep a small thing of their map up, and if they're running a client, it's automatically taking a picture. It's probably showing that they're in the land area.
It could be. Could be.
That could be a way.
I don't know. It's probably something that needs to be refined a little, because then there's issues where people aren't on the map. They've moved the map around and stuff like that, and then I get blamed for them not having the global. No, I know how this works, mates. If they can blame me for stuff, they'll do it.
Of course.
So, I mean, I made it, so why isn't it working? You know. So I need to figure out how to do this so it's foolproof. And I have yet to come up with a good idea of how to do that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And once again, I do thank you for actually stopping by to talk to us today.
No worries.
Is there anything else that you want to tell me maybe about Tracker? Anything got, like you said, you got coming on? If not, what we'll probably be doing here, we're going to move over to I did ask for some questions to for people to post some questions to you. And if we don't have anything else, I'm going to go to the questions, unless you've got anything else we can talk about.
Oh, well, there is one thing on the site which I think is perhaps a little neglected. That's the friend system. It's basically Facebook for Entropia Tracker. You can add people to your friends list, and you can basically monitor those people. For instance, if I were to add you to my friends list and you accepted my friendship request, every time you got a half, it would appear in my friends list as if you got a half. And I can comment on this half, and you can and do various stuff. So that's a fun little thing. If you have a lot of friends in Entropy Universe, and you would like to gratch them whenever they get a half, get them on your friends list. It'll be easy to have a quick overview of who of your friends are getting the good loots.
Right. I just now clicked friends, and I guess I'm automatically my own friend since I don't have any others. but I'm showing here, and it says that I killed an Aloe Young for 240, and then I did some Melkoi Water for 248 on there. But the one, actually, and it goes way back, because it said I did this 402 days ago I got my Melkai yeah. water. So yeah, that's
not a lot happening on your friends list.
Yeah, I just don't have anybody added onto mine, and it looks like I can add upload my avatar image as long as it's 60 by 60. Is there any size limit on that?
Well, the 60 by 60 size limit is something you have to check. It'll upload whatever JPEG image you're shipping up to me.
Oh, but and it'll scale it down to 60 by 60.
Yeah, it'll scale down. And if you're uploading something at 120,000 by 7 pixel, well, it'll scale it to 60 by 60. It'll probably not be pretty. So that's why I'm saying 60 by 60, upload that. It'll be fine.
All right. One thing that I'm actually looking at here, and I don't know why we're talking here. Are you actually in game as we speak?
I am not. Sorry.
Okay. No, I was just curious. One thing that I noticed right down towards the bottom where it's under where you've got the basically out of that data and it's just some of the information at the bottom, it says right now current MA time is 1739.
Yeah, I've meant to change that for a long time.
Is that off by 1 hour?
It is.
Okay. I was just wondering if that was me and not being able to successfully convert time zones or what, but no, I looked at it and I looked awful. At my game when I was going through this last night preparing for our interview. I'm like, I think that's off by an hour.
It is.
So that is one thing that you're going to be end up getting fixed for them. So that's one less issue that anybody out there can ask about. So let me go ahead and let's move over here, and I'm going to grab some of the questions. It looks like a lot of my questions have come off of the post that I put on Entropia Forum, so I'm just going to go by what their EF name is for the person that's asking the question. So the first question that we got, it looks like it's from McCass, and what it says, he says, I have a question for Starfinder. A sorting feature would be cool to have on Entropia Tracker, comma, my global section. Examples given is like the ability to sort number of entries, page, 10, 20, 30, so on, and sort by HOFs only or sort by global size and date. Is there any chance that such a feature like that could be added?
It's definitely something that we want on the site. That said, it's not something that has the highest priority right now. What has the highest priority right now is to get the same charts as you have under hunting, get that under crafting and mining. Once that's done, I think that MindArk will probably start implementing the team hunting at that time. It's probably going to take a month or so to get all of those charts converted to hunting, from hunting to crafting and mining. And when we're done with that, then I'll start working on the sorting under your globals.
All right, great. Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Looks like our next one's coming from Oleg. What new features can we expect to see in the future for Tracker? I'd love to see a top 5 list on each mob for the last month, as well as the all-time figures. Will my dream ever come true?
Well, it's a very small change I need to do to actually be able to show the top 5 mobs, top 5 list for the mobs in the last month, as opposed to the all-time high all-time as it is now. So I can't see why not. Again, it's not something I have prioritized right now, and I'll probably do the charts and the client first. But once that's done, this is a 10-minute job to do this. So definitely it'll be something that I'll build.
All right. Now we're going to have another question here, and it looks like this is going to be from Lee Yap. Since he is parsing all the data from the chat window, what stops you and Entropia Tracker from viewing all local and society chat from anyone running the client?
The short answer to that is nothing. I can read it if I want, but there's two things in it. First is, what would be the purpose of it? And what would I gain from doing that? I'm not going to sit, as you saw, 30 clients reading the chat right now, so I'm getting 30 feeds right now. People doing that 24 hours a day. Imagine how much data I would get and what would be the point of it. I'm not interested in that. But theoretically, nothing hinders me in doing it, but I have no interest in doing it. So, well, I can't say anything about other than that.
Okay. Looks like the next one's going to be Desire, actually, from Alice Haven Radio herself, one of our DJs we have on Sunday night. I believe she's got her Orange Twist coming up tomorrow. What gave you the idea to come up with Entropia Tracker, and why did you start it up?
What gave me the idea would be who gave me the idea. Actually, I don't know if you know Legion. He gave me the idea, or he said that wouldn't it be fun if we could build some sort of database to show which mobs are looting better at which times, and I mean based on the globals, and so if we could do some OCR thing to do that. But he didn't have the programming skills, but he just came up with the idea. So I said, yeah, I'll do this. This is fun. And how long it took to start it up? Well, I think I read into the Office DLL for OCRing because I wanted to get started pretty quickly with it. It took probably a day to start that up. So a day after he had mentioned the idea for me and we had spoken about it for 10 minutes, a day later we had the first very, very early version of Tracker running.
Oh, okay. So you had some inspiration.
I had inspiration from Legion. He deserves that.
All right. That's great. Great. All right. Let's move on to our next question. Now, the next question we got, and like I said, on our show, we're going to just basically, everything might not be what everybody wants to hear, but we're going to go ahead and ask the questions anyway. This one comes from Brooklyn. Would you consider not publicly posting personal stats with names of people who are not signed onto the service and do not want their information made public?
Well, we actually had a very long discussion, I think about half a year ago or something like that, where people were really upset that we, or some people were really upset that we saved their quote unquote their data to the server and made it publicly for everyone to view. But we came up with the solution that you could sign up to the tracker and log into your account and select it to be hidden. That is, nobody can see your stats, not even I. Obviously, they're in the database. If I really want to, I can. But other than that, no one can see your stats. So in regards to publicly posting for people that hasn't signed up, well, personally, I don't think it's your data. I think it's controversial, I know. I think it's MindArk's data. They own everything in the universe. They choose to post it. So I'm just reading the chat log. Everyone can read the chat log and save all of the data. I mean, if you have enabled the chat log, you already have the data on your machine. You can just go through it and look for yourself. And on another note, other sites are aspiring up, and they're doing exactly the same as Entropia Tracker are doing. So I think the question should more be directed at MindArk than at Entropia Tracker. I mean, if you don't want your data to be shown, tell MindArk, because everyone can do it. It's in the chat log. Enable your chat log, and it's saved to your machine.
Right. Now, what I see, and I mean, this is just my take on things on that side of things. I mean, if Entropia Tracker wasn't there that makes it easily to do this, I could sit here and say I won the lottery and really didn't have to go to work anymore. I could sit here with a notepad and I could write down every global or Hall of Fame that popped across my screen. I could then retype that and put it on to, say, just a Word document and post it up on a personal website I have. It would be, I mean, there would be no difference. It's knowledge that's, I mean, MindArk shares with us. Your program to me just condenses it, puts it into one area, and then you have the different sections that you do that can help us analyze. And it's like if I'm out hunting and I'm sitting there and I'll look at Tracker, and if I go through it and the Argonauts have not been looting at all today, hey, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go hunt Alephils instead.
Yeah. Well, another thing people have been saying a lot is that they compare it to a guy sitting at a road reading license plate numbers on a car. I'm not really sure I agree with that analogy. I would probably rather compare it to a sports team. You're out doing something which you do not need to do, but you're out doing something which will, if you're doing it right, give out a result that everyone can see. That is, if we turn it to the sports analogy instead, you're out playing football. And when you're playing football, you should expect your scores to be publicly available somewhere. And that's basically what I think you're doing in Entropia Universe. If you don't want to get your name on the website, don't go out shooting stuff. Do something else. Become a reseller. Do something. But if you partake in the quote-unquote sport, your result will be publicly available somewhere. And MindArk is doing this. They're publicly broadcasting your results. I'm just condensing it, as you said just before, as all of the major sports sites are doing. And I'm just showing you the charts and whatnot, just again as the sports sites are doing. So I don't think it's your data to begin with. And even if it were your data, it's not personal because I can't identify you as a person. And I don't believe that an avatar, quote unquote, is personal information anyway. So I don't think there's a major problem. And I think I've stretched myself pretty far to say that you can log onto the site and hide your avatar if you want. None of the other sites I know about, and there are other sites, none of the other sites are allowing this. A good example of this actually is again the Merry Mayhem scoreboard. Some of the avatars that were participating in the Merry Mayhem, they're chosen to be hidden on Entropia Tracker. Fine, they couldn't be seen, but on the other sides, they weren't hidden. So people were coming on Entropia Tracker seeing, hey, this person is hidden. So they just went onto the other side instead and found the data they needed right there.
Exactly. And like I said, my beliefs, what I see about it, I agree with you. I don't see it as being private personal data. It, like you said, and that is a great comparison to a sports score. You said football, I believe, since you're across the big pond, you mean soccer and for us here in the U.S. But like, as we're doing this interview, I have a football game on right now. And I know that there's fantasy football people out there that are tracking every stat there is.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's being posted. But guess what? They didn't ask those individual players if they were allowed to it because it's not necessary.
Yeah. And I mean, again, if you really want to hide your data, that's a fair viewpoint to have. I can understand I can understand the question that someone wants to hide their data. I don't really know why they do, but I respect the question that they want to hide their data. But again, if you really want to hide your data, you're asking the wrong person. I'm not broadcasting your data. I'm merely saving it. Ask the person who's broadcasting your data that you do not want it to be shown. But I really don't think MindArk has any interest whatsoever in not showing globals. MindArk lives off the, hey, person X got a big global. I want to hunt. I'm depositing money. So I don't think you're going to get any luck in saying, please don't show my globals to anyone.
Outstanding.
But, hey, try it.
Yep. All right. Going to move on a little bit here. I think we covered this one a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you the question anyway. And it comes from Rain Jade. There is an event module in Tracker that allows for tracking globals on certain mobs. It even appears that different maturities can have different points of values assigned to them. Has this module been tested? Because this would be handy for events. And that is kind of what we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's been tested under the Merry Mayhem, but again, this event would only work on globals, so I don't really know what he means about tested, because if it just works on the globals, it's accurate. How it works is yet to be figured out in some of the aspects. If you go onto the site, you have this events under beta, and you have various rules you can set up where you have points awarded per global, most globals win, highest global win, highest average global win, society with highest global win, society with highest rank on the given mobs win. So all of those rules, I need to actually build the system that interprets those rules and turn it into code that the computer understands and can actually deliver a result. Now, I think three or four of them I have built where it actually works. But the last two, I still need to do the two revolving around the society events, because that's another thing we really want on the tracker is to the universe as it is now is very it's just about one individual at a time. You're doing great or you're not doing great, whereas I want to have the society as an entity to mean something, where you're not just part of a quote-unquote elite if you're in this society. when we have these society events, well, then it's your society as a whole that's going to win the event. It's not just the individual that's going to win, but it's a pulled together effort by the entire society. And that's something I really look forward to building on the tracker, is these event things for your society. So it means something to be in a good society instead of just a society with the high skilled people.
All right, great, great. So, looks like I've got to move over to this other section. I'm going to pull up, I believe we have two more quick questions, or we actually have three questions left. I'm going to grab the other two before I grab the last one, just for the simple purposes. So bear with me momentarily there, and let's get to. And these are the next two questions. They're going to come from actual members of my society, members of the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
So the first one is going to come from a genuine MM believer. And what he said was, he purchased the premium membership to get access to all the features. He would really like to see a similar feature for crafting like hunting has. What crafting items are globally more than others? And that's what we have already discussed. That actually is probably going to be coming, what'd you say, probably in a week or two on the update?
I think probably a week. No, 2 weeks to 3 weeks. It depends on how much I can pull myself together and how little my girlfriend is yelling at me for sitting at the computer all night.
Okay. Now, also following up to that, Genuine said, actually, a big thing that he was like to see and he's not sure about is on the main page where it lists the top 10 Hall of Fames or Hoffs of the last 24 hours. Above those, it lists the trend of each profession. Instead of seeing seeing trend is last 24 hours compared to previous 24 hours, he would love to see the trend of the last 24 hours compared to the average of the last 7 days.
Yeah.
So like a weekly trend type thing.
We could do that, but to be honest, if you have 200 people on the site, you have 200 different opinions of how long the time chart should be,
right,
and so on and so forth. What we probably will end up doing is we're going to release an API that's so other developers can actually use Entropia Tracker data and develop their own sites based on our data. What we're going to do is we're going to offer all of those numbers through the API. So you can sign up. If you're a developer and you know how to program C# or .NET, well, then use our API, generate whatever you want to do for yourself using our numbers. We're going to get the data for you from the universe. You just push all of the numbers you want, how you want them, when you want them on your site.
Oh, that'll be great. All right, now we're up to basically the final question, and this is coming from Alpha Geek over from the Dragon Shadows. His question's for you. They might not really be related to what we're talking here, but first question, when did you first discover Project Entropia?
Hold on, I actually need to go on Entropedia here because I signed up during VU 4.1. I think it was December 2002 I signed up. So,
What made you pick Entropia? Had you played some previous games?
Actually, I had never played an MMORPG before. What made me choose this game was that a guy at school, I actually went to school at this point, a guy at school, he had played it and he thought, this is a really cool game, you should play it. It's with real money, you can earn money in this game and yada, yada, yada. So I signed up, deposited, $20 or so, and played for a year with those money.
Oh, great. What's the most amusing or entertaining moment you've ever experienced in the game?
I actually looked at that question earlier today. The most amusing moment would definitely have to be various bugs that has been in the game from time to time. I remember, again, just after I started playing, I had borrowed a mod Merc from Faustian. I don't know if you know who Faustian is, but it's a guy who used to play and a really nice guy. I'd borrowed his mod Merc and I had my own Bravo. And there was a bug, if you ran over a server border and you switched weapons while you were running over the server border, it would totally mess up the stats on your weapons. So I ended up with a Bravo that had the Bravo's range but had the Mud Merc's speed. That was somewhat fun.
Oh, I'd imagine. And his final question, and this will be the last one we got there for you today. So you said you started in 2002. He said, how long had you been thinking about Entropia Tracker? So, and we talked earlier that you got that inspiration from Legion. So how long did it take from Legion telling you, hey, this would be a good idea, before you actually got the first thing out there that actually, and I guess, let it loose on Entropia Forum so people could actually take a look at?
Well, the first version, which, pardon my French, was crap. It took about 2 days to make that. But I mean,
okay.
It used some of the Office DLLs for Microsoft Office, and it had an automatic spelling checker in it. And spelling checkers in Entropia Universe is hell, because none of the words, mob words and so on, that are in Entropia Universe are actually real words. I mean, Arulis, for instance, that ran through the automated spell checker. So every time someone had killed an Aruli, it said that someone had killed an Audi.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So
so we're hunting cars now.
Definitely, yeah. So it wasn't quite accurate to begin with. So Tusi came into the picture and he said, well, I got an idea. We're going to do it this way instead. So he programmed the client pretty quickly, actually, and we pretty soon after that gained about 100% accuracy on the actual reading of the mob names. What then came and has always been the problem and will always be the problem is that we need clients online all the time. If no one's online, we're not getting data. So that's our main hurdle now, and it'll probably be the main hurdle for all time. Unless MindArk, of course, decides to change their mind and actually provide a feed to us, which gives you all the globals. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I take it you've discussed that with them before, too, right?
I've asked them, and at best, they give a gray answer. At worst, they say not going to happen.
All right. Well, Starfinder, that basically is the final question. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything you want to add to the listeners before we end this for the day?
Well, go on to the tracker, run the client, get some credits, try purchasing premium membership, and see what all of the different things under hunting, especially because that's where we have the most fun stuff right now, see what all of those things do. I by no means am a good hunter. That said, using the Uber checker, for instance, which shows you patterns in big loots, I'm probably 85-90% spot on when I'm hunting mobs that within X hours they're gonna give out a pretty big loot that is over 1,000 pets. Just haven't got it yet. If you don't believe me, go ask my society mates. They think it's a shame as well that I haven't got one yet, because I'm pretty much always hunting the good mobs.
So
go on the site.
I was gonna say, is it a safe bet to say that you are a data nerd?
It is.
All right.
One thing I need to say also is that if you go on the site and if you watch those Uber checkers and if you do all of the things that are on the site that can tell you which mobs to hunt today and you actually get a good loot, I'm also aware that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy on the site, because if the site tells you you're going to go hunt LFLs today, they're going to be good. If everyone then does that, well, duh, yes, then it's going to be a good mob. So I don't know. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but still, I'm pretty accurate on the mobs I'm going to hunt. So go on the site, have fun with it. It's free if you run the tracker client.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Starfinder, for joining us here on Talk Time today, and hope to hear from you in the future. And hopefully me running this client, maybe my name will show up here on an all-time high here someday soon. I really doubt it, but we can always hope.
We can always hope, yeah.
All right. And once again, thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.